It is Mandy and Jimmy. And a little bit ago, Jimmy was telling us about this new study. It's apparently scientifically proven that getting revenge instantly puts you in a better mood.
But I mean, it's so true.
Oh, is it though?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
For me at least.
So I wanted to know, are you actively seeking revenge on someone right now? I don't think this is possible, so I threw Wonder Works tickets out there. Call us up, 230-9456. If you are actively seeking revenge on someone right now, call us up. Because I want to hear, we want to know, like, what did they do?
We want to be a part of this. Why,
how are you going to get them back? I mean, this is more of like a jokey type thing.
It doesn't have to be.
I mean, what kind of revenge are you going to seek on?
Well, I mean, we're not asking you to call up if you're committing a felony.
Well, yeah. No, I want
not everything
I don't want
to
hear those. Don't call me up and tell me that you're going
to
commit a felony. Like, don't. I don't want to hear that.
Because then we're an accessory.
Yeah, I don't want to hear my best friend cheated on me, or, you know, hooked up with my man, so I'm going to key your car. No, oh. I don't want those stories. Yeah.
Easy carry Underwood.
No, I'm not going to take a Louisville slugger. No, I want to hear lighthearted, fun stuff that you plan on doing.
Or the other stuff. I'd like to hear that.
Or the other. I mean,
whatever.
If you're like Jimmy and you want to hear, like, if you just, regardless.
Yeah, we want to hear your revenge stories. That's what we're trying to say.
We're trying to make you happy, okay? Yeah. Put you in a better mood. So
what we're here for.
Clearly, because science says so, if you want to be in a better mood, you seek revenge. And I'm saying in a lighthearted way. But Jimmy's like, if you've got some aggression, call us, you know.
Get it out.
230-9456. Good morning, Melissa. How did you seek revenge?
My husband thinks it's funny to dump cold water on me in the shower.
Okay. So you're going to seek revenge?
Yes, I did. I actually decided to catch him in the shower and dump a whole bag of flour on his head. It's a blast because it turns into dough.
I'd be so mad if my husband did that.
It's pretty funny on my perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a win-win for you, girl. Melissa, thank you so much for calling. All right, now let's go to Michelle. Miss Michelle, what are you doing to seek revenge?
So it's more of pranks, and I'm getting them back finally. I've been pranked a couple times by my friends.
Okay.
So I got on Craigslist and put an ad out for free pigs.
Yes.
And their phone number.
Yes.
And we're roommates, so this morning their phone has gone off nonstop since about 6 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
And it's a bunch of people from like the country. I'm calling about the free pigs.
Yes. Hey, this is Billy from up in Freeport. Y'all got them pigs up there?
I want a free pig.
Yeah, exactly.
And
they're
love
so
it.
Cute. They're like the little piglet pictures.
Has your roommate said anything about it yet?
No, she hasn't woke up yet, but I've heard her phone go off. I checked the messages on there. Like, it's great.
So how long do you plan on making her go through this before you tell her?
I'm waiting to see how she reacts, but as long as I can do it, I want to keep changing the ads until she eventually changes her phone number.
That is amazing.
Real fast, though, what did they do to prank you?
I was going to say, this had to have been some pretty elaborate
pranks. I was taking a shower, and they threw baby powder on me as soon as I turned the shower off.
I love
and
it.
And it, like,
awesome.
Turned to, like, cake batter. It's gross.
I need to come live with y'all. You sound like a fun group of girls to live with.
It's serious.